Greetings, and may the abundant blessings of Christ be with you. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the fierce and funny and faithful people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome one and all to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for Sunday, July 26th, the 17th Sunday of Ordinary Time. As always, let's begin with prayer. Seed planting, fish netting, bread baking, pearl hunting God, you shape us into living parables. Pray with your spirit in us so that we may understand our own experiences as healing metaphors and become inspired and generous stewards of the creation you have entrusted to our love. Amen. Our first reading comes again from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans. In my opinion, this is one of the most beautiful and powerful passages in our Holy Scriptures, and I'd love to know if you agree. Meanwhile, listen for the word of God from Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 29. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to God's purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom God predestined, he also called. And those whom God called, he also justified. And those whom God justified, he also glorified. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? If the one who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So ends the reading. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of God lives forever. Next, continuing on in Matthew's gospel, we hear Jesus again use parables to teach the crowd and his disciple about God's kingdom. I think this is the only place where Jesus seems to call his disciples scribes, interpreters, trained for the kingdom. When they tell him that they understand the many parables, he tells, for they know both the old Israel's heritage and the new understanding that Jesus has given them. So this whole slew of parables that we hear today are presented as simple similes that we should try not to rush past too quickly. Reading from Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 through 33 and 44 through 52. Listen again for God's word to us today. Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid, and then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. Then Jesus said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.